In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Whitmer is hitting the road to talk about road construction projects going on across the state. The governor toured road repair projects underway in Macomb County, north of Detroit.
By the end of this year, we will have rebuilt 16,000 lane miles, 1,200 bridges. That's great. There's a lot more work to do. You don't undo decades of underinvestment in 3.5 years, but we really are really leading the nation when it comes to rebuilding our infrastructure, which is old all across the country.
The governor says the road work is part of the $3.5 billion Rebuilding Michigan plan. The Berrien County Health Department will hold 2 back-to-school bashes this week. The department's Melissa Jordan tells us they hold the parties each year as a free way for parents to ensure their kids have their health needs addressed before the start of another school year, and also for the kids to have some fun.
We're going to be providing hearing and vision screenings for preschool and kindergarten entries, as well as a school age if the parent feels that it's necessary. We're also going to be providing immunizations as well as blood testing.
Each back-to-school bash will also feature Spider-Man, seed planting, and face painting, along with information about local resources like the Special Supplement Nutrition Program for Women, WIC, parenting classes, and health insurance assistance. Jordan says kids are required to have their vision and hearing screened in time for school. Plus, with recent issues involving lead in the water in Benton Harbor, it's a good idea to check lead levels in their blood. The first bash will be today from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Health Department's Benton Harbor office, and the other will be on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the department's Niles office. Spectrum Health Lakeland Niles Hospital showed off a $3.6 million expansion to its cardiology, orthopedic, and bariatric units on Thursday. Spectrum Health Lakeland Director of Cardiovascular Services, Dr. Dennis Dish, led members of the media on a tour of the facilities, which included a new state-of-the-art heart testing machine, an expanded cardio rehab room, upgraded patient waiting rooms, an education room, as well as new staff offices and more.
We've been able to actually find space and completely renovate new space to create a whole new heart center here at Niles Hospital. It's given us the ability to move heart services from outside the hospital to inside the walls of the hospital, utilize some existing space and some new space to create a whole new heart center. We're very excited about it.
The expansion features nearly 3,800 square feet of renovated space. And Dish said everything was designed to be patient-friendly, as well as to improve the ability of hospital staff to treat patients. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.